of Soothe to Sleep Stories live version. We're going to begin with book 2 in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 42. But before we begin, let's take a sip of your hot tea, decaf drink, or water, and then let's pray. Nothing like a hot, toasty drink on a chilly night. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to share your word for this Bible in series. Day 90, Psalm chapter 42. Each letter, each direction, each declaration, each revelation is healing to our bones, refreshing to our spirits and our souls, our minds, wills, and emotions. Holy Spirit, thank you for hovering over our souls. We are so blessed that we can just turn to you, Holy Spirit, and ask you to stir up the fruit of self-control for our souls. Jesus, you are all over this psalm. It is such a pleasure and a privilege to have insight into your soul, into who you are, expressed in this psalm. Lord, I just ask you to even as I am sharing this at midnight and I hear warplanes practicing in the natural, that we practice to be your soldiers in the spiritual war that we are in. As long as we are on this earth. Thank you for giving us the full armor of you, God. The breastplate of righteousness. The shield of salvation. Which quenches all the fiery darts in the form of thoughts the enemy tries to bestow upon all of us. Your sword of the Spirit, your word, double-edged sword, rightly dividing the word in truth. Your sandals of peace for the gospel to be prepared before me. Your belt of truth. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord, for these spiritual weapons that you have given to your spiritual army, especially in these times. Help us to be focused on you and look up. Our redemption draws nigh. our eternal home is with you there in heaven, but we can have heaven now on earth. That is why when you taught your disciples to pray, O Jesus, you prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O Father, on earth as it already is in heaven." Lord, thank you for bringing heaven, your heavenly atmosphere, to this earth, to this room, while I share your word, and to those who need a touch from you, O Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Amen. Psalm chapter 42, to the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mitzad. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'" Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Thank you for your word. So, I'm going to see what stood out to me. A couple of places, this is a heavy psalm for our souls. That's where that song comes. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. And you know, my first name is Bambi, my real first name. And so I can relate to this. In fact, when I meet people and they say Bambi, especially if I'm in church, in Christianese, environments, I say, yes, Bambi, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after him, my God. Then they go, but Bambi in Italian means child, and we're all children of God, those who know Jesus, those who have received him into their hearts. If you haven't received Jesus, you're definitely his creation. But to be his child, no one can come to the Father except by Jesus. So my soul longs after God. If my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. There was a time where in the times of King David, you were appointed to appear before God. And you know, there are times today in the secret place where God calls you, draws you to appear before him. I love how he expresses how his tears have been his food day and night. And they speak to him and say, where is your God? Tears have a voice. And then he starts to speak to his soul, which is upset, depressed, anxious. And he starts to contemplate and explore, pouring out his soul within him, remembering, well, I used to go to the house of God with the multitude, with the voice of joy and praise. We had a wonderful time. So why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted, not still, anxious within me? And he speaks to his soul right here in verse 5. The only solution to converting your disquieted soul to being still and knowing that he is God is hope in God. Jesus is our only hope for this world. Jesus is our only hope in our individual lives, in our lives as a family on earth. And then he says, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh Lord, we need your countenance, your countenance, your gaze on us, your gaze of compassion, your gaze of love. Helps us, sustains us, draws us to you, to want to praise you. It comes from you. You know, sweet friend, there's this part in verse 8 where he talks about the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with you. A prayer to the God of my life. Is there a song of his that he wants to sing to you? Have you heard it in your dream? In the night? And then I love how there are a couple of refrains, and that is the motif here. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. In verse 5 and verse 11. But he has to speak to his soul. What's speaking to his soul? His spirit. We have to stir up the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 9 fruits that the Holy Spirit has given to us, and ask him to stir those up within our spirit, for it's our spirit which communicates and communes with God, who is spirit. Jesus said, you shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It's important for our soul to align with our spirit. Our spirit is born again, but it's our soul that is what needs to be worked out in fear and trembling. That's what the apostles were talking about when they wrote, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's the soul part of us, our minds, our wills, our emotions. If you tend to detect your soul is ruling over your spirit, don't stop. Go to this psalm, Psalm chapter 42, and declare over your soul. Hope in God. Mind, hope in God. Will, hope in God. Emotions, hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. It's not that we can spend hours on our own and not grow bored. On our own, of course, but when the Lord helps us with his countenance, I'm telling you, worship sessions that are hours seem like minutes. Prayer, which is for a while, seems like seconds. Reading his word, studying his word. you want more because he helps us. The Holy Spirit is here on this earth, given to us by Jesus to help us, become sanctified, to help us become transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ by stirring up the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 9 fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are the 9 fruits. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, stir up this fruit of self-control. When it comes to an emotion, Lord, this isn't right. This emotion is not me. And I have to speak to my soul, be still and know that he is God. So let me know what stood out to you and where you are listening from. And if you have any prayer requests, please leave it in the comments. Until next time, I'll see you on the next broadcast, live or pre-recorded. We shall see how this goes. Have a beautiful night. Sleep well. Blessings to you.